Hey, Doc. No, I'm good. It's just, I really don't buy into all of this head shrinking crap. No offense. I assume you know the reason my parents sent me here. I mean, of course you do. Look, I just really want to get this over with, if you don't mind. I know, I just can't just skip out of here. The session's already been paid for. Might as well sit here on your cheap couch and blather away. It's not my dime, so who cares, right? Okay. Where to start? Dear Dr. Happy Pulse, it all started that one winter when my mommy and daddy refused to buy me a pony for Christmas and. Ugh, you're no fun. I guess you want me to talk about the incident? Just to be sure, I have doctor-patient confidentiality, right? Okay, good. Because I'm about to lay some raw as fuck stuff on you, Doc. Are you sure you're ready for this? Here goes. So, it started with my friend Lucy. There had been a rumor going around school that she and her dad had been, doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like, things. Okay. He was fucking her. Yeah. My best friend's dad was fucking his daughter. I know, right? I just couldn't believe it either. I was so fucking jealous. Okay, so maybe your reaction is a little different than mine was. She told me in confidence before the word got out. And well, you know what happened after that. Pretty sure the whole town does by now. So that was a real shitstorm. But here's the funny thing, Doc. When she confessed these things to me, she wasn't complaining about them. Yeah. When she was telling me all these filthy stories about what she and her dad were getting up into at night. It sounded more like bragging. Anyway, I don't know what it was exactly, but hearing about it, I don't know. I guess it just planted the idea in my head. I just couldn't stop thinking about it. I touch myself at night sometimes, or even during class. Picturing the two of them fondling each other, putting their hands all over each other's naked bodies. Him bending her over the kitchen table or throwing her onto the bed right next to all her old stuffies and just grinding into her until she couldn't think straight. And then, before I knew it, started imagining it was me and my dad. Yeah. I'd catch my teachers glancing at me sometimes, wondering why I looked so flustered in class all the time. Then, started to intentionally wear more revealing clothes around the house and act all flirty with my dad. You know how. Chewing suggestively on pencils while making eye contact with him. Or slowly eating a carrot or a banana in the most lewd, drawn-out manner possible. Practically making out with them, just to get the point across. I've never seen someone's face turn red so fast. And Doc, you won't believe how much it turned me on, knowing that I could do that to my own father. I'd wear short shorts or short skirts, lean over the couch, or get down on the floor pretending to search my phone. All of it to give Daddy a little peek at my cute pink panties. Or to let him know that I wasn't wearing any. And oh, did he take notice? I could barely walk into a room without him blushing and excusing himself. Mom never really noticed, because, let's face it, she wasn't really expecting her own daughter to be hitting on her husband, now was she? Oh, it was so much fun, but I wanted more. Seriously, Doc, stop saying that. I don't have daddy issues. I have one giant daddy issue. And that is that my daddy doesn't love his little girl enough to want to fuck her. That's all. Okay, but have you considered that maybe we're not interested in making babies? In that case, what's the harm, really? He's going to be shoving his big cock into someone's pussy, and I'm going to have someone fucking me into the mattress night after night. Might as well fuck someone you really care about, right? So yeah, my only issue is that he won't issue into me, that is. Cheating? Well, of course, I guess, but I mean, it's different when it's within the family, right? Don't get me wrong, Doc. Like, I love my mom, but I don't think she can give my daddy what he needs. And that's where I come in. You're looking a little flushed there, Doc. Feeling a little hot under the collar? Well, you asked for this, so I'm going to tell you exactly what's been on my mind. You want to hear more, Doc? You want to know what I've been fantasizing about? Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. How's this for starters? You know what silly play is? When you pretend to be asleep for your partner while they do dirty things to you. Basically a rape fantasy. And it's just one that I've had over and over again. I picture my daddy slipping into my bedroom late at night, after mommy's falling asleep, and just staring at my half-naked body while I'm sleeping. I imagine him pulling out his big cock and stroking it while he stands over me, as I slowly shift back and forth in my sleep, completely unaware of his presence. Then, he'd get in really close, holding his throbbing cock just inches above my face as he gets closer and closer to his orgasm, ready to paint my face with his thick cum before sneaking back out of the room. But then, just as he's about to explode all over my cute, innocent face, I part my lips slightly, and he pushes the tip of his cock inside, feeling my tongue brush up against him as he continues to jack off hard. He'd hear me moaning in my sleep and just lose it. And just at that moment when he's at the very edge, I'd wake up, wide-eyed, horrified, staring up at him with a look of, "Daddy, what are you doing to me?" Just as he reaches his climax, spraying rope after rope of hot cum into my mouth, filling it to the point where it's trickling out through the sides. But he's too much of a gentleman to ever do something like that, so don't worry about it, Doc. Let's see, what else have I imagined? Oh yes, this one's especially filthy. I picture the two of us enjoying a leisurely stroll through the park. We're to get some ice cream and laugh and talk about all sorts of nonsense. Maybe I'd even ask him to push me on the kid's swing, for old time's sake. You know, just enjoying a sunny day together outside, doing some classic daddy-daughter bonding. Then, he'd get behind me and start groping me right there in public in front of everyone. Licking and biting my neck as he lets his hands wander inside my skirt, my top, teasing my nipples and my clit, already soaking wet with expectation. He'd pull my top up and my skirt down before shoving me roughly to the ground, ramming his cock deep inside of me in full view of all the passers-by, all the mothers with their babies and the respectable elderly couples, and the wholesome, ordinary people just going about their day, all clutching their imaginary pearls at what they were witnessing. He wouldn't care, and neither would I. He'd ravish and destroy me, pounding my cunt until it bled while I held on for dear life to the lowest rung on the monkey bar as he continued to molest me. Then, he'd push my face into the sand and shove his huge cock balls deep into my ass, fucking me like a wild animal, choking me, spanking me, while everyone just stared, frozen at the sight. Then finally, when he was done with my holes, he'd pull his cock back out, yank me up by my hair, and make me clean it off with my mouth. And you know what? I'd love every fucking second of it. Okay. I've got one more for you, Doc. And by the way, this one isn't a work of fantasy. So last weekend, Dad was working late, so I thought I'd try and help him unwind once he got back home. Picked out a classic plaid shirt and white tank top combo, put on lip gloss, had my hair done in cute pigtails. The works. Found him in the kitchen, enjoying a beer after work. I'd snuck a couple myself, honestly, so I was feeling nice and hazy. I leaned over and started to knead his shoulders. He looked a little surprised, but he greeted me with a, "Hey, baby girl," and a smile. I smiled back before planting a giant kiss on his lips. Far more than is appropriate for a daughter to give to her father, or vice versa. And despite his mumbled protests, he didn't stop me. I pulled him up out of his chair as we continued to make out, and I nearly grinned as I heard him groan when my hand brushed up against the front of his pants. He could barely manage a, "Baby, what are you?" before I sank to my knees, quickly undid his belt, and pulled his thick cock out of his pants. He gave me a look of disapproval to start, but that didn't last very long. Soon as he felt my wet tongue on his delicious cock, it disappeared. He leaned back against the kitchen table, gripping my head as I continued to service him, and I let out a blissful sigh as I slowly ran my tongue up from his big, full balls, all across the length of his thick, veiny shaft. That's when I heard someone yelling at us, at me, and we turned around to see Mom standing in the doorway. She was freaked out, to say the least, as you can imagine. And that's when they decided to send me here. But here's the thing, Doc. When I was feeling my daddy's cock through his jeans, I could tell he was already hard as they can be. Even before I started getting him all worked up, I knew then that he wanted me as much as I wanted him, and it made me so, so happy. I'll bet that if Mom hadn't walked in on us then and there, my daddy would have just grabbed me, bent me over the kitchen counter, fucked me raw and left me a twitching, broken, cum-drenched puddle of satisfaction. You know, I think I might try again tomorrow night. You never know. Would you look at that? Looks like our time's up. Well, I don't know about you, but I think we've made a lot of progress today. None of this can ever leave this room, right? You can't tell anyone. It's all between you and me. And that's perfect. We have another session booked for next week, don't we? Excellent. I think I might have some interesting things to share with you then. I look forward to our next session. See you later, Duck. Bye!